For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Blooming English from Ago Garden. Today, we'll be delving into the world of modal verbs and their role in making polite requests. Politeness is a crucial aspect of communication, and mastering modal verbs will let you express your requests in a respectful and considerate manner. So, let's begin looking at how to use modal verbs for polite requests. First, what is a modal verb? Modal verbs are auxiliary verbs that express various degrees of possibility, necessity, and permission when it comes to making requests. Certain modal verbs can help us convey our intentions with courtesy and politeness. If that sounds confusing, don't worry. They are actually quite simple, and you will know them already. There are three essential modal verbs used for making polite requests. They are could, would, and may. Could. Example 1. Could you please pass me the salt? Could you please pass me the salt? Example 2. Could I ask you to assist me with this task? Could I ask you to assist me with this task? Example 3. Could I have a moment of your time to talk? Could I have a moment of your time to talk? Would. Example 1. Would you mind closing the door? Would you mind closing the door? Example 2. Would it be possible for you to send me the report? Would it be possible for you to send me the report? Example 3. Would you be kind enough to lend me your pen? Would you be kind enough to lend me your pen? May. Example 1. May I have a glass of water, please? May I have a glass of water, please? Example 2. May I ask your name? May I ask your name? Example 3. May I ask you a question regarding the assignment? May I ask you a question regarding the assignment? By using these modal verbs in your requests, you convey your needs and desires in a polite and considerate manner, for business, customer service, and talking with strangers. Politeness is very important.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But of course, politeness is not only in the use of modal verbs. Other words also make requests more polite. Let's look at some other ways to make requests more polite. 1. Please. Add please at the end of a sentence. Example. Could you pass me the salt, please? Could you pass me the salt, please? Use formal phrases, such as I would appreciate it if, or I was wondering if you could. Example. I would appreciate it if you could help me with this problem. I would appreciate it if you could help me with this problem. You can also show gratitude and give thanks in advance. Email example. Can we all meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon to tidy up the meeting room? Thank you in advance for your assistance. Can we all meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon to tidy up the meeting room? Thank you in advance for your assistance. Remember, politeness and consideration are vital in building positive relationships and effective communication. Practice using polite words and phrases in your requests to ensure positive interactions. That concludes our episode on polite requests. I hope this has helped you. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another exciting aspect of the English language. Thank you for listening to Blooming English from Ago Garden.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.